Welcome to Today on Broadway for Monday, June 27th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Timonini.
And I am Broadway Stars James Marino.
James, it's a new week. It's a new season. Things are coming up anew. It's really exciting to be a part of the Broadway community now. We hope that everyone listening is excited to be a part of the Broadway Radio community. Join us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. And give us a review, a rating, say something nice about us on iTunes. It really, really helps. As you guys know, we've been kind of laying the groundwork for some big stuff going on. You've heard about all the new shows we've got. We have more stuff in the pipelines. We're working on behind-the-scenes stuff, so we want to have the best opportunity to meet as many new fans as possible when all the big stuff comes out. So get over to iTunes, give us some stars, give us a rating and a review. We would really, really appreciate it.
Oh, hello, new season.
Hello. Oh, I get it. Oh, I see what you did there. Well, yesterday, after their respective matinees, three Broadway shows closed, specifically the Tony-winning revivals of The King and I and Long Day's Journey into Night, as well as the Carmen Cusack-led bluegrass musical Bright Star. But to borrow a phrase from a show that will likely never close, that's the circle of life on Broadway, because last night, after those shows closed, producers announced that the Nick Kroll and John Mulaney two-hand comedy Oh Hello, I got the reference now, will play Broadway's Lyceum Theater from September 23rd through January 8th of 2017. With an official opening on October 10th, the show is directed by Alex Timbers and is based on the duo's comedy... It's based on the duo's comedy act playing opinionated septuagenarians Gil Faison and George St. Geegland. They had a very well-received off-Broadway run at the Cherry Lane Theater that opened in December of 2015. Ben Brantley even said, "Oh, Hello Live is a hoot. I mean, an intentional hoot. And even Pulitzer Prize-winning pros like Mr. Mamet might pick up some tips from Mr. Faison and Mr. St. Geegland's hilarious, self-aware, and silkily clumsy use of classic theatrical devices." That's pretty good praise for an off-Broadway show by two professional comedians. Kroll and Mulaney are well-known comedians in the stand-up world. They also work a lot on television, although Mulaney's show was canceled pretty quickly over at Fox a year or two ago. But they've been working on this act for over a decade in the kind of the cult comedy scene in viral videos and in a Comedy Central special. According to press notes, Oh Hello on Broadway is Gil and George's memoir for the stage, a laugh-a-minute, two-man tour de force that's part scripted, part spontaneous comedy, and totally unprecedented. You know, James, we get a lot of, you know, we even heard about like Louis Black doing his comedy show on Broadway for four shows. Yeah, so we see comedy, but this is kind of like blends what they do in their comedy act with the kind of a show with some improv as well. So this is a little different than some of the comedy shows that we see coming to Broadway.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see something different. Everybody loves to go to the theater and laugh hard. And it seems like this might be a good outlet for us in playing that coveted spot in the fall through the first week of January. So that's good that the Lyceum will have a show. That's very exciting. Listeners might not know that Matt came on this week on Broadway yesterday. And while we were doing it, Peter said that we should do a production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? So... after Matt and I do that, perhaps we can do this in a community theater in 10 years.
Let's do it. I'm all for it.
All right. Pacino returning to Broadway as Tennessee Williams.
Yes.
Did you get this from The Onion? Was this from The Onion?
It is not. But speaking of septuagenarians on Broadway, on Friday it was reported that Tony, Emmy, and Oscar winner and recently announced Kennedy Center honoree Al Pacino would be returning to Broadway either later this year or in spring 2017 as Tennessee Williams, not in a Tennessee Williams play, but as Tennessee Williams in When God Looked Away, based on the biography of the same name by Dotson Rader Williams, who also wrote the play's script. Unfortunately, I don't think Tennessee Williams used computers to write his plays, so Mr. Pacino might want to start working on his lines now.
No, you didn't.
Tony, he probably will. I love The Godfather. Now I'm scared that I said that I'm going to wake up with a horse head in my bed. Fellow Tony winner Judith Light is slated to co-star, and Robert Alan Ackerman will direct. There will reportedly be a workshop presentation in Los Angeles this week, and after that workshop, final details of the Broadway run will be figured out. The play apparently finds an aging Tennessee Williams at the end of his career when he summons a longtime female friend played by Light to help him through a difficult time. James, you saw China Doll. I did not. But with all of the amount of jokes made at Pacino's expense because of his apparently lackluster and underprepared performance, are you surprised that he's jumping back on the Broadway horse so soon?
I am not, because Al Pacino is an actor who likes to work. And
That's true.
And I also think that China Doll was really, really poorly written. And I think that Pacino made the best of it that he could.
Or what he could remember.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, I think that Mamet gave him a very, very hard task to do in China Doll, but we'll see what happens. You know, if Pacino comes up to you and says, hey, we're going to do a stage production of The Godfather, and I'm going to let you be Sonny at the toll booth, don't take the job.
That's a good point. I'll leave the gun and take the cannoli. See, I got it right this time.
Oh, it's me that got it wrong last time, but thank you for getting that correct. And yeah. Followers of Jason Robert Brown on Facebook and Twitter noted last week that Jason said he had to jump on a plane to London to have a meeting, and he'd be back the next day. I guess this is the result of that meeting?
It is. Late last week, the Daily Mail's Baz Bombaboy reported that JRB will direct his beloved two-person musical The Last 5 Years in London later this year. If you remember, he also directed the recent off-Broadway production as well. This London production will star Les Mis favorite Samantha Barks and Broadchurch regular Jonathan Bailey. Bailey, who most recently was seen on stage as Tim Price in the London premiere of American Psycho the Musical, co-starred with Barks on the 2012 Disney Channel show Groove High. And in some of the press materials, Jason Robert Brown said that that experience that they had together was very evident when they got into a rehearsal room and into that final callback, the equivalent of a screen test. He said that chemistry was very palpable between the two. The production will play the St. James Theater in London from October 28th through November 26th of this year. James, I know it's rare, if not unheard of, to see a two-person musical on Broadway, even though we did just talk about, in the last two stories, three different two-hand plays on Broadway. But especially with the recent success of the off-Broadway production and the film adaptation and how enduring the success of the last 5 years has been in the decade plus since it originally premiered, are you surprised that no one's tried to make the jump for the show to Broadway?
I am not surprised. You know, I'm a big fan of the last 5 years. I saw the original production out in Chicago before it came to Broadway. I drove out to Chicago. I drove, you know, 24 hours or whatever it was to see the show. Saw it three times, the last three performances, and then drove home. And while I was out there in Chicago, I saw Marty Bell and Arielle Tepper in the audience, and I went, oh, okay, so it's coming to our Broadway.
Yeah.
And I was a big fan of the off-Broadway production. There's a lot of people who are critical of it, but you know, look past.
Oh, I love it.
Look past people complain about the forward backwards nature of the story. But you know, I thought it really worked, and it's some of the most beautiful, heartbreaking, and uplifting all in one packages that could be. So, but it really needs a great cast, like, you know, Norbert Leo Butz and Sherry Renee Scott. And I saw it with Lauren Kennedy, originally in Chicago. They were just amazing, but you need stars in those roles to make that work. And we'll have to see, you know, can James Earl Jones do it with Angela Lansbury?
Yeah, could be. Well, that's actually, it's funny you mentioned that, because apparently in talking with the director, or not the director, but the producers and the casting people in London, Jason told them that he doesn't write for beginners. If you're going to cast somebody, they need to be well-trained, incredible technique, and they have to be able to do things that are very difficult vocally and do it over and over and over again. And so he was very happy with the casting of Barks and Bailey. So, you know, if he gives the stamp of approval on the cast, that's a good sign, as he did with Adam Kanter and Betsy Wolfe and then Jeremy Jordan and Anna Kendrick. I'm just surprised that, you know, because this show clearly has a fan base that's devoted to it, that it hasn't been picked up for a Broadway run in some form or another. It's at some point in the last 10 years, maybe a limited run or something with two fairly big names. I'm just kind of surprised that no one's tried it. I don't know that it necessarily would have been successful because of the nature of the show, but I'm surprised no one's even attempted it.
Yeah. So the original off-Broadway production in 2001, the company manager was Susan Vargo, and Susan is now the executive producer of SpongeBob the Musical. So,
correct.
Maybe after SpongeBob is a huge hit, she can bring Last 5 Years to Broadway.
I'm all for it.
All right, what's happened with the Jimmy Awards?
Well, James, we've talked about this this event a couple of times on Today on Broadway, and I think you asked about this last week, didn't you, about the streaming of the
yes.
of the awards? Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, tonight, the National High School Musical Theater Awards, or the Jimmy Awards, will live stream their red carpet pre-show and awards presentation on Facebook.com/NHSMTA. We'll have the link on the show notes on BroadwayRadio.com if you don't want to remember that link. The red carpet will start at 6 p.m. Eastern time with last year's Jimmy winner Marla Lou Saint interviewing this year's nominees, with SiriusXM's Julie James chatting with the Jimmy Award coaches, judges, and presenters. The awards portion of the show will begin on Facebook.com about 9:30. That's what they're shooting for. So kind of be, if you want to see them, be following on, I would probably say 9:15 and on. Over the past week and a half, 62 high school students from across the country have been in New York for a 10-day professional training intensive with NYU Tisch School of the Arts new studio on Broadway faculty members, plus other theater professionals. And if that's not cool enough, Gavin Creel, Eden Espinoza, Jose Lana, Michael McElroy, Howard McGillen, and Karen Olivo have been coaching the students for the competition side of this event. It's such a cool thing that they've done here over the last 5 or 6 years. And James, we've talked about some of the stars that have already come out of this program. And in addition to a list of incredible presenters, James, including your favorite, Lena Hall, She Loves Me Tony nominee Zachary Levi will host this event. So if you want to see what the next generation of Broadway stars looks like, check out Facebook.com/NHSMTA tonight between 6 and about 10.
Oh, I love that. I'm so glad that they're doing this. It's really awesome that that folks from all around the country and all around the world are going to be able to see this.
Absolutely.
All right, Matt, why don't you get us out of here?
All right, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio, and you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt, and subscribe to Something Like It Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
And my name is James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and Broadway Stars. Thanks so much for starting off your Monday with us, and we will talk to you tomorrow.